Okay.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Hi, Wesley. I was just about to call you back. Thank you so much for reaching out. How's everything going? I'm assuming your wife made it back already then, yeah?
No. She just said that I could go ahead and proceed.
Oh, okay. But she was clear on the account you want to use and everything like that. Okay, so let me just make sure real quick that I've got all the information that I need. So the business is service-based, right? There's not a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or location that we'll be promoting for you online. Nothing that the potential customer needs to know about, correct?
Yeah, no. It's listed at my house, so no,
yeah.
I don't want them coming here.
Of course. And Google feels the same way. I mean, obviously, they don't want someone driving all the way out there, especially since you're going to be most likely out in the field. So you'll be listed city and state, not even a zip code. And then, of course, we'll be able to, you know, promote cities, zip codes, neighborhoods where you want to be found. And then I do have the customcreationsinc@gmail.com as a good email address for you. And then the number that we're speaking on right now, that's the number you want your customers to call, the one you want on your website, right?
No. I have another, it's called Sideline. And
got it.
You want to, whenever you're ready, I'll give you that number.
Yeah, this is the business number that you want listed on your website, right?
Yep. So that way, if I see this, I can, I hate to say it, but either decide not to call or answer.
Or
answer the phone. You know
that
I mean?
Actually makes a lot of sense. I'm ready for that number then whenever you are, sir.
Okay. 847-829-7663.
I have 847-829-7663. I've got the name of the business, and correct me if I'm wrong, Custom Creations, Custom with a K, Creations with a C, Custom Creations 2.0 LLC.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then we have your first name is Wesley.
Yes.
And we
The company, I'm a co-owner. It's under Aaron Rudnicki.
Okay. And you're a co-owner, right? So, of course,
I just assume I'll be covering the out in the field work. So
gotcha.
I'll leave the legals and logistics to her. So I'd rather just register it in her name.
Okay. The billing name on the card that you're going to use, is it hers or yours?
It's going to be hers.
Okay. And then that name again?
BRINRUDNICKI.
Okay.
Speak of the tiny devil, she's right here.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Hi, Erin.
So she's there as well. Hi, Erin. Happy Thursday. Hope you're having a great day. Wonderful to speak with you. So, Wesley, we never did get your last name. I definitely want to have you both on here as active points of contact just in case we can't reach Aaron.
W-E-H-M-E-R.
W-E-H-M-E-R. And then the number that we are speaking on right now, is this the best number for us to reach you?
Yes, I got the line. It goes to this number too. So I
it goes to this number
too. That earlier because
perfect. So
yeah,
either the business number or this number would be the best number for us to reach you. And then what about for Erin? What is the best number for us to call her directly if we need to?
847-971-1028.
You said 1028?
Yes.
Okay. So I have 847-971-1028. So we'll have you both on here as authorized points of contact, meaning either of you can call us with any questions, and if we can't reach one of you, we'll try the other. If you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One is to schedule what we call a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our expert technicians will call and speak with either you or Aaron or the both of you together about, you know, things like mission statement, motto, slogan, you know, tagline, what's unique about your business, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, etc. Of course, we'll go into detail about all the services you want to provide and your service area. That's a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer, though, for that call. The other thing that I'm required to do here, because we are a Google Premier partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection. So you know it's a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost of the service, that we're waiving the setup fee and even including a website at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually pretty straightforward. And then before I do get to that voice verification and schedule that client interview, how did you want to take care of that initial investment? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
I was hoping you guys would open up a line of credit. No, I got to.
Thank you for the chuckle. I appreciate a good laugh, especially at the very end of a very long day. And on this particular card, I know you said it was Aaron Rudnicki. Is there any middle initial, though, on the card itself?
Yeah. M as in mother.
Oh, thank you for clarifying. M's and N's sound very similar over the phone.
Yeah.
I didn't catch, did you say that was a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
It's a Visa.
Visa. So Visa should start with a 4. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
4347.
Mm-hmm.
6911.
Okay.
2023-9181.
And then the expiration month and year?
7/27.
7/27, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
4/4/5.
4/4/5. So I have 4/4/5/4/45 on the back, July or 07/2027 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 43/47/69/11? Then was it 20/33/91/81?
23.
That's what I wasn't sure of. That one digit right there, it cut out just a tiny bit. So 2023, not 33, 2023-9181. And what is the billing address of the card?
413 Benton Road in Lake Villa, Illinois, 60046.
60046. That was Benton, B-E-N-T-O-N?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, I'll do the voice verification. I don't know if Wesley is on the call either, but either of you can answer the questions. Like I said, it's pretty straightforward. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time. Give me just one second, though. Let's get that pulled up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of the business as you want it to appear online?
Custom Creations, custom with a K.
Correct. And that's how I have it, 2.0 LLC. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
I'm Erin Rudnicki. I'm the owner.
Okay. And then, Erin, as the owner of Custom Creations 2.0 LLC, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, of course, for the billing information that you did just provide, that card in your name, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It's important that you are also actively involved in the campaign, because it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Erin, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. It is, of course, month to month. The reason we ask, well, there's actually a couple of reasons. The reasons that we ask, well, first of all, with all the content that we'll be creating for the business, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, we'll always make sure that the business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for the business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Erin, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be creating that website. We'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for the business online, since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with it being a month-to-month service, with the service itself being reduced, the setup fee being waived, of course, with the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 24th of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. That $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees, there's no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone. Facebook paid ads are included at no cost, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 24th of the month at that same exact reduced rate of $299. Again, that rate will never go up on you. It is a month-to-month service. Mm-hmm. It is offered completely at will, no contract whatsoever. Of course, that means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved, by simply contacting our client support team. In fact, you can pause it as well if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. It can, in fact, if necessary, be paused seasonally. All that we do request to prevent the charge of the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Erin, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually...
What exactly happens when you pause or cancel?
Good question.
Can still see you online?
Yes.
What exactly does that
mean? So the only thing that really changes, well, of course, if it's paused, we don't actively update or optimize or do blog posts or any of the things that we would normally do when it is active. we do not take anything down except we stop running the Facebook ads, because obviously there's $100 of Facebook ads budgeted into the $299 a month. So if everything's paused, the billing is paused, we don't charge you during the pause or after the pause, we do pause the Facebook ads, everything else though stays online and active, we just don't update it. So it's kind of like when you're, let's say, riding a bicycle and you come to a downhill, right? You're obviously going to stop pedaling because you know you're going to keep going. You might even pick up speed for a while. But if it's paused for, say, 3 or 4 months or more, you would slowly start to see your placement kind of trickle off the first page. It doesn't happen immediately, and it doesn't happen quickly after that either. But if we're not making updates after about 3 or 4 months, it would slowly fall off the first page. But then again, as soon as it gets reactivated, we just get it right back to where it was. And like I said, we don't charge you while it's paused or after the fact. You can pause it for as long as you like. Our system typically likes to do a 1, 2, or 3 month pause. And then if you need to extend it, you just call us before it's scheduled to come out of that temporary hold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, our automated system is going to send in about a minute a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you've got a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Give me 1 second. I'll go grab them.
There's one in my purse.
Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm going to run off my truck real quick. I got my booklet out there.
Okay, so our toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. It is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support, and you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That is 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day. Or if it's very late in the day that they get the email, or of course, after hours, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. Looks like that one has been sent already. The initial invoice email is sent out to you separately. There's a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything we just went over in the voice verification is provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. Now, I did want to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. We're booked out for the rest of the day, but we can do as early as 9 a.m. tomorrow or as late as 5. It looks like there's at least one spot available every hour in between. Did you want something kind of mid-morning, a little later in the day, or maybe even towards the very end of the day?
Later in the day, like 2 o'clock? Is that okay? 3 o'clock.
3? We'll do 3. Yeah, 3 o'clock would be perfect.
3 o'clock.
So it'll be scheduled from 3 until 4. The call itself would get to about right at or a couple minutes after 3. It's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time, usually 25 to 35 minutes. If I happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call, I will be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to say a quick hello, answer any questions you may have before handing it over to our technician. I certainly will try to keep my phone line open at that time. If for some reason I am already on a call, they will call you on their own, take really good care of you. Now, at 2 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled an hour later at 3. and I'm also in a minute here going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite's just for your records. You do not need to respond to it, but it says local / CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. I did want to do one other thing here. Just a little bit of extra protection, another layer of security. In fact, it's a security question. If anyone were to call us and tell us that they're with Custom Creations 2.0 LLC, whether it's you or Wesley, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. But really more importantly, if you start getting calls a week from now, a month from now, or at any point down the road, if they're not a potential customer, especially if they're identifying themselves as Google or Local Splash, they would need to know both my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know the answer as well as the question. And if they can't provide that information basically immediately, you should not speak with them. If anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that wouldn't be us. They definitely would not know that information. And again, you should not entertain that phone call. The voice verification was already recorded, already attached to your account, and again, it is for your protection. It clearly states it only bills on the 24th and only for $2.99, and it would never be even a penny more. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet.
First pet, okay. And what is the answer?
Gizmo.
Gizmo, okay. So even our, I have to type it in twice, even our client support technician will know, our client interview technician will know that when we call tomorrow, Gizmo. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message our system should have sent out by now?
Let me check. Yeah, we did.
Okay, perfect. So let me refresh and see what you've gotten. So you've gotten a couple of things. One is your welcome email. That has our client support information. Most emails do, but that welcome email has your login credentials as well. Now, your tracking system won't be open and up today. We have to do your client interview first. You will get official confirmation when your tracking system is active. From that point on, 24/7 access to it. It looks like your username is 847-829-7663. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just that phone number. Easy for you to remember and easy for us to associate with your account. You cannot change your username, but you can change your password. Right now it's funleads, F-U-N-L-E-A-D-S, all lowercase, no space. You can change that at any point in time, as often as you like. You also got one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. It does not need to be everything on this list, but anything and everything that you can send us as far as pictures, tools and equipment, a picture of the service vehicle, if there's a business card. Obviously, there's not like a physical workplace where the service vehicle is parked when it's not used for work is fine for that. It all just helps us to kind of satisfy Google that you're an actual, real, legitimate company, that you service the local area, that you can provide the services listed, etc. The one that I did really want you to open up, though, is the other one, the one that says local / initial invoice. If you click on that one, it says, hello, Aaron, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see the two words, click here? So clicking on the click here words will open up the terms of experience, everything we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Do feel free to scroll above that line. I don't want to walk you through everything, though. I know your time's valuable. So Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. We're going to mirror the content on Bing, though, because about 1 out of 10 people will search on Bing instead of Google. We want you to get those phone calls, too. All the destinations, all the directories, the websites included, the Facebook ads, etc. So that long line, below it, it does populate the 7663 number and three boxes. We want you to click all three. One, that you agreed to let us send you SMS or text messages. One, that you are the authorized holder and signer of the card. And the last one, that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. But, of course, you can stop at any point in time. No questions asked or fees involved. You see the longer box with the arrow that says sign, click inside that long box and either type in or copy and paste your name as it appears. So the middle initial of M is there, but no period. Once you've got Aaron M. Rudnicki in that box, click the confirm signature box. If you're on a smartphone, you might have to turn it sideways. Landscape mode allows that orangish box to pop up high enough. Yeah, I get that concern a few times. But usually if you turn it sideways in landscape mode, you can click on the confirm signature box. That does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee, that we're doing the website, etc.
Did you say it was Aaron or... Say the name again.
Yeah, it's going to say Aaron M. Rudnicki. That's how the billing appears, so that's how this form goes out. It is case sensitive, although not always finicky, but it does have to have the M in there, and usually it does not like a period in, or any punctuation in that field. But once you've got your name in the box, click the confirm signature box. You'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it asks you, usually it'll take you to the login page and ask you to log into your account, asking you for a username and password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Yeah.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do have to do your client interview first for you to, for us to create the content that will then be tracked. But like I said, you'll receive by email and text official confirmation when your tracking system is active. You can try at any point in time between now and receiving that information, but you might just get an error message saying we're still trying to set everything up. Other than that, we are all set and squared away here. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing, getting that website out there in front of more people. I do hope that I'm in between phone calls when we reach out to you tomorrow at 3. And what is the best number for us to call when we do that client interview?
Call my phone number, the 847-971-1028.
Okay, perfect. So that will be the number that we will be calling. I do hope I'm in between phone calls so I can join the beginning part of that conversation. Otherwise, you guys have a real great night. Thanks again for your time. Looking forward to working with you.
Thank you.
Thank you, too. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Wesley. You guys have a great night. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you both. Thank you. Bye-bye.